angles, and she was occupying the entire crosswalk, and so I had to go around them. And I ended up hitting a lane divider, and the bike stopped, but I didn't. I went over.
Did the traditional end over?
Oh, yeah, and landed on my right side, my hips, my shoulders, so I'm still recovering a little bit from that. I don't hike as many miles in a day as I used to.
But he's a little accident prone. Albert and friends and Bob were out while I was back here at St. Louis taking care of my family that summer, and he fell off a brick wall or something like that.
Oh,
you know,
the hazards of geocaching.
Oh, yeah, geocaching can be very dangerous.
Because he's so focused looking for it, doesn't look around his environments. Mm-hmm. I get nervous when we were out in some areas where there's these cliffs, and I'm thinking, somebody's got to look out for him.
I noticed your terrain around here is hilly like ours, but your ground cover is quite different from the Northwest. We have a lot of blackberries. There's three species, only one of which is native. Some Englishman years ago brought the two other ones, and they're everywhere. They grow along the grounds, and they have vines that just leap up and grab your ankle and pull you right down. Very thorny. When we talk about bushwhacking, it's a real effort to bushwhack up there. We'll go through that stuff there. I don't know if you call that bushwhacking or not, going through that.
Kind of glad we're doing this time of year. During the summer, I think you get more ticks and the snakes, and you get a little more different vermin running around in your brush than we do.
For where we come from, a lot of the caches in the forest are hidden in holes, number one, stumps. When you see, as the cache hint, typical Northwest hide, they're talking about a stump. When you stick your hand in a dark hole, and we don't even think about it on the west side of the mountains, but you don't want to do that on the east side of the mountains where we have rattlesnakes. You know, I'm so ingrained with that. That's what Diana's worried about, is my habit of just sticking my hand in dark holes.
Which he does. So I've started wearing gloves because I got stung pretty bad in a wasp nest, feeling along a gate, because
right,
they get into the little holes. And you got to really be careful if you're allergic to bee stings. Probably my least favorite cache find is the nanos. Oh. I don't know if you have those here,
yeah.
Those little tiny like
licenses?
A button. I mean, it takes you forever to even get the piece of paper out.
In a couple of weeks, I will be publishing part 2 of 2 of my conversation with Bob and Diane, so stay subscribed. This concludes the Slogger Podcast. For more information about the Slogger Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.